This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Ben Fred Friday on Scoops with Danny Mack, as we'll visit with Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch momentarily. Brought to you by Stratum Structural Systems, waterproofing and foundation repair. The best place to go for basement waterproofing, foundation repair, egress windows. See more at stratumrepair.com. Also brought to you by Rottler Pest Solutions. They are the most trusted family-owned pest control company in the region. Right now, general pest inspection is free. $35 off pest control. $35 off wildlife removal. It's all at Rottler, R-O-T-T-L-E-R.com. Let's bring in Ben Fredrickson of the Post-Dispatch on this Friday. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. Happy Friday to you. Happy weekend, everybody. How's it going?
Things are going well. There's a lot to cover, even though some things are stagnant. Other things move on. Sports moves on. But yeah, things are going well. Did you have a good Valentine's Day? Did you do something nice for your wife?
Oh, yeah. She took me to Waffle House.
Really?
Yeah, it's an annual tradition, man. Very romantic. Played a couple songs on the jukebox and had a great dinner. I'm a big Waffle House guy, Dan.
Well, you covered the SEC for a long time, and I'm assuming that's where some of your roots of the Waffle House come from.
It is, and when I first moved to Knoxville, Tennessee, I lived dangerously close to one. So after games, it was easy to swoop in there. Get you some hash browns, a waffle, coffee. The coffee's always hot, always on. Now, you never know who you might meet in there. It's really just it's really a special place. And it has been described much better by people who are more romantic about it than I am. You know, Anthony Bourdain has done a great thing about Waffle House. It deserves all of its many tributes. Gus Malzahn is a big fan, but for folks who are sleeping on Waffle House, get to one. It doesn't matter. Just find anyone, go in. They're pretty much all the same. That's part of what makes it great. And enjoy yourself. You'll have a good time. I guarantee it.
Well, you're at Tennessee when Conzo Martin was there, and now he's at Mizzou. And obviously this has been a very, very tough year for him. I get asked about it all the time. I'm sure you do as well. What do you think the future is right now for Conzo?
Yeah, I think the future right now is going to come down to what is talked about after the season. I don't think Missouri in the last handful of games it has is going to do something on the court that drastically changes this situation. This team is disappointing. It's year five and people are frustrated, and those are all fair things. If you're Desiree Reed Francois and I would have a conversation with Conzo and say, okay, how did this happen? What's the plan to get out of it? What's the path moving forward? And I'd want to be sold on, okay, there's a plan here, and this is going to be something that is much better moving forward. He's owed $6 million if they fire him before May, which is a lot of money. I don't think Mizzou would have a hard time coming up with that. I'm sure there are boosters who can throw that money around. My argument has been and continues to be, I think that if they use that money in different ways, you could have a much better team with the same coach. One of the things Missouri is trailing in, Dan, is name, image, and likeness stuff. It just hasn't gotten the momentum that football has. Maybe some of that's on the coaching situation. Maybe some of that's on the support and the boosters. I don't know, but figuring that out would go a long way toward improving the talent on the court for sure. This team, but back to the coaching, this team was supposed to be, a more athletic team. There are sometimes we've seen some of that, but it's not often enough. But it was really supposed to be a team that maybe didn't have the high-end talent of some of its competitors, but had the grit, the hustle, the want to. It was kind of built through the transfer portal on guys who were really supposed to come in and play, incredibly, incredibly hungry. And we haven't seen that night in and night out. We haven't seen it nearly often enough. Now, there's some reason to believe maybe some of these guys could get better if everybody comes back. Clearly, some of them won't be back, and there's going to need to be some addition via the transfer portal. But what you have to have is belief that it's better to let the players who return get better and also supplement the roster, move things forward without a massive change, or, you know, you have to believe that's a better than just blowing it up. I still think it's probably better than blowing it up, but I also realize I'm probably one of the few people who still feel that way. And you, if you're Desiree, you have to also take into account what the people who throw the money around are thinking too.
Yeah, there's no doubt. First of all, you got to always have a plan too. And you wonder, okay, does she have a short list? Most right. ADs, you know, you reach into a desk and they've got a list of, you know, potential coaches that they like. So what would be the plan? And then you think about the money, as you mentioned. Now, the other part of this that I do think is interesting is that with the transfer portal, and Konzo went deep into that this past year, but you can turn things around fairly quickly. And that would have to be part of the conversation when he sits down with her and says, hey, we've got a line on this guy, this player, and we think that combination is going to turn things around very quickly. And that's something that has to be kept in mind, I think, when you talk about college sports now. Potentially, you have the chance to really turn things around quickly instead of saying, well, I got this freshman class coming in. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, yeah, and the thing is some of the transfers they've got this season have hurt them, but some of the transfers they've gotten in the past have been really good. I mean, part of the reason this team is, you know, 10-15, and I hate to put it on one guy, it's not just on him, but Jaron Coleman was supposed to be a big factor for this team. He was kind of supposed to be a guy who could handle the ball, supposed to be a guy who could score, who could shoot threes, and he's been a pretty big disappointment. Now, the coaching staff, of course, recruited him, but if he would have been the player Missouri thought they could be, they wouldn't be 10-15. They wouldn't be an at-large team right now, but they wouldn't probably be in a spot where there's discussions about the coach being on the hot seat. And sometimes it is one guy make or break. You know, Missouri in the past under Martin has gotten great results of the transfer portal. Guys like Cassius Robertson, who became the leader of the team after Michael Porter's back went out. Guys like Drew Smith, who came in from Evansville and became a great player, really solid player for Mizzou, the kind of player that they're desperately missing this year in terms of point guard. So I'm with you. I mean, it really can change in a hurry. And if they do move on from Coach Martin, kind of what the message is really that a guy cannot have a bad year in year five. Yeah. Maybe that is the message, and maybe that's the way it should be. I don't think that necessarily Mizzou can say it conducts itself like that as a program anymore. I mean, I remember when Konzo came into this thing and they hadn't won, you know, more than 10 games in the past three seasons. Missouri has not been to back-to-back NCAA tournaments since they entered the SEC. They've only been to three, and Konzo's taken them to two. And I'm not saying, you know, look, you can't go compete and try to get that Final Four. You can't try to get back to the you know, the tournament every year and have things rolling like they were, you know, when Mike Anderson was here. All those things should be the goal. But to simply say, well, this isn't good enough, without saying, okay, what are we doing to actually make those things possible beyond making a coaching change? I think it's a chance for Mizzou to have a real look at what it wants its basketball program to be. And I think if they looked at resources put into it, I think if they looked at resources put into recruiting, I think if they looked at resources put into name, image, likeness, they can find that they're probably not where they want to be compared to where the teams they want to compete against are. And sometimes you have to make a coaching change to go get those things accomplished. Sometimes the right coach can unlock everything. But you also have to give the coach the tools to do that too. And, you know, I'm obviously, you know, I'm a big fan of Konzo. If I had a kid who played college basketball, yeah, right. I would love for him to play for a coach like Konzo. So I'll stick up for him. But, you know, at the same time, it's year five and you're having your worst season. That's not a good spot to be in modern college basketball, where patience is very thin.
On the other side, you got Brad Underwood and Illinois. Very, very good. They're going to be tough out when they get into the NCAA tournament. Really tough.
Yeah, man, except they blew it to Rutgers the other day. You know,
Rutgers is surging a little bit, though.
I know. No, they're good, and they're clearly going to be they should be a problem in the tournament. I think that their big question is, A, how well are they shooting from three when they enter the tournament? Because if they're on from deep, then they're going to be almost impossible to beat. And B, Curbelo, what kind of factor can he be? So he had the concussion. He's been in and out. He's been playing more. There are moments, you know, you watch him play. I watched him play against Northwestern, and there are moments where he's out there, and it's like he is this, you know, he is the spark that takes him to a different level. And he can do that one possession where he's just going through defenders like one of these skiers in the Winter Olympics on the slaloms. Like, he's just, you can't stop him. And then the next possession, he does the same thing and like throws the ball like 3 feet into the crowd. And it's like back-to-back turnovers. You're like, oh my God, you're pulling your hair out. So finding the right mix of him and having him, you know, back up to speed and playing at a high level, he could be the team, the guy that kind of takes them, I think, over the top. Because if they've got one of the most dominant, you know, aggressive, physically strong big men in the nation that we've seen in college basketball a long time in Kofi. And if they've got, you know, guys like Trent Frazier who are hitting threes once he kicks it out, then it's almost impossible to guard. I mean, we saw them run Missouri off the floor in the Bragging Rights game because of that. And Missouri, you know, clearly has not proven to be too tough of a defensive team after that. But they can do that to anybody.
Absolutely.
And that's a really hard thing to guard. When you're getting easy twos and made threes, that's exactly what college basketball wants these days.
Rottler Pest Control, the most trusted family-owned pest control company in the region, and they're hiring right now. Rottler is offering a $1,000 signing bonus, $1,000 referral bonus. We know spring is on the horizon, and treatments are recommended to start right now. The experts at Rottler stay ahead of the pests before they arrive. Free inspection and $35 off initial service program. Rottler has services for residential or commercial properties. 877-ROTTLER or rottler.com. In terms of, now I'm going to go on the ice, the Blues, they're continuing the Canadian swing. So Doug Armstrong, though, picks up his 500th win as a Blues GM. And you got to be around a long time to get 500 wins in that position, head coach or a GM. And you got to be doing things right. So that's a pretty good, pretty big milestone for Doug Armstrong.
Yeah, I'm sure he celebrated it too by making some wisecrack about how he's one day closer to getting fired.
Probably.
You know, because that's how he celebrated the Stanley Cup win. But I think it's that mentality that makes Army, right? I mean, he's one day at a time. He's fully understanding that it's a what have you done for me lately business. But fortunately for Blues fans, he works for an owner who views the big picture. And, you know, what he's been able to do is create a team that is consistently good, consistently in the mix, and also understands too that there are moments where you're built more to make a push than others, and they've leaned into those moments. You know, I think they've got as good of a unified group right now that any team could ask for between Tom Stillman, Doug Armstrong, Craig Berube, and they all kind of view things the same way. They don't have to agree on everything. They can challenge each other on things, but it comes from a place of respect. And I see no reason to upset the apple cart here. Keep it rolling. And, you know, Army has shown no signs of saying, okay, I'm to 500 wins. I'm going to kick my feet up now. I don't think he has that in him.
In terms of the soccer team, MLS put Centene on the stadium naming rights. So that was good news this past week as well.
Yeah, and I like the timing of it. You know, obviously it was a... It was a rough Super Bowl experience for a lot of folks here. You know, tough to see those tens of dozens of Rams fans who showed up for the Super Bowl parade out in L.A. But look, we kind of needed, you know, we were a little in our feels, right? We were a little down in the dumps. We were a little bitter, probably a little petty. That's fine. But the timing of the announcement was cool because, you know, one of the things that made the Rams departure so frustrating, of course, was the crap that was spun with it about, you know, not being able to support a team and yada, 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 lack of community support. So for Centene to step up and this to be announced soon after that kind of, you know, scene going on in LA, I thought it was good timing. And I think it says more than simply, hey, they're putting their name on the building. I mean, those who know the backstory with Centene, you know, they've been a company that's been critical of times of St. Louis. They have been one to point to the issues going on here that make it hard for businesses. And I think a lot of those points are valid. So to see a company that has raised some concerns saying, okay, we're going to invest in this, we're going to make a long-term commitment, I think it speaks to their vision of the region. And I also think it speaks to what they believe City's doing and that partnership. So, you know, it's kind of anytime you have a company that's willing to make a commitment like that, it's good. When you have one that has the story of that, I think it's pretty powerful. I mean, more powerful than just a name on a building. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the partnerships that they come up with. I know they have plans to do some, you know, some health related things in the community, and that's really good. I hope that that happens, and I hope that it is able to make an impact. But the timing of it, the story of it is good, and it was a big box to check for the team. I mean, they had the jersey sponsors. Now they got the stadium. Those are two big things you got to have, and they've got pretty good ones, and also local ones, Dan, between Parada and Centene. That's pretty important to have those be right here in St. Louis.
Yeah, for sure. I want to go back to the Rams parade.
I was trying to.
Well, you said you weren't going to talk about this anymore. You're moving on, and you opened the door.
I know it. Damn it.
Well, what'd you think?
I personally interviewed everyone who attended. I was just kind of rolling my eyes. I did get a laugh out of, you know, they tried to take the Hollywood sign and replace it with, I guess, something that was supposed to say Rams House, but the way they slid the letters over it, they were like see-through. So like I don't know if you saw the photos, but it looked like Hamsy Woes.
I did.
I'm like, that's like the most Kevin, I'm sure that was like Kevin Demoff, who was like, well, we can save like $5 if we order this other type of material. And it was like see-through in the daytime or something. But I did get I got a chuckle Thursday morning because I opened my phone, and the first thing I see on my phone is Kevin Demoff, you know, attacking people who were making fun of the parade on Twitter. I'm like, oh, so you know it's hit a nerve now, because when he's lashing out on Twitter, you know it's something that he's annoyed about. So that did brighten my Thursday. I'm not gonna lie.
What did he say yesterday? I didn't see it.
Some media member was making fun of the Rams turnout at the parade, and he had taken the time to go back and dig up the same media member calling the Stafford trade a bust, and he was using that to counter. I'm like, oh well, if you want to get in the business of going back and pulling up things from the past that make people sound bad, I don't really know that Kevin wants to get into that game. But,
no kidding.
But I'll sit that one out.
Because we care, your trusted source for basement repair, it's Stratum.
Stratum, the area's trusted leader for basement and foundation repair. Stratum is there before, during, and after the job to make sure it's always done right. That's why they only have 5-star reviews. Something is broken in your house, Stratum is there to fix it. It's Stratum.
Because we care, your trusted source for basement repair, it's Stratum.
Are you watching, by the way, are you watching the Olympics at all? Have you been tuned in at all?
No.
I hear nothing about
it for Sunday, I think. I just, you know, Dan, I don't know, man. I don't even know that we should have gone. And I hate saying that because I like the Olympics, and I value the competition and the fact that the countries get together to do it. There's so many, and the stories of it are great. But, you know, the goal of the Olympics, and they're kind of supposed to enforce this, is that it's really supposed to be about the games. You're not supposed to get into the politics and to the issues going on in certain countries. And unfortunately, you know, they've refused to do that. And I think it's almost been kind of in a taunting manner. What has played out in Beijing, some of the kind of the gimmicks at the opening ceremonies, that's been problematic as I've read and followed it. And I think it's disappointing also to be expected. If you read some of the stories that are coming out between the COVID, the intense COVID protocols, which are a whole nother can of worms, but also just the stories of athletes and how they're afraid over there. And I don't think that's a good place to have. That's a good place to be when you're trying to compete. And it's hard it's harder to ignore that storyline. You have to kind of, there's probably unpleasant storylines to every Olympics that shouldn't be ignored, but that tend to kind of go to the background as the games get good. And I don't feel like that's happened this year. I feel like this has been one where the games have not risen to the level of the distractions and the negative storylines. Then you factor in this mess with the figure skating and how the IOC treats Russia. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And more people involved should say that, because it's never going to change if you don't say this isn't how it should be. Maybe the ratings will cause some of that. I mean, the ratings have been as bad as you'll ever see them. And they're not always as high for the Winter Olympics. And I do think the timing with the COVID changes have caused some of that. But I don't think they can ignore what they're seeing here. And a lot of people are just tuning it out.
Have you watched any of it?
I mean, like, occasionally a little bit. I flip it on. My wife likes figure skating, so that's been on a little bit. But I've not sat down and purposely watched any of the events. I've read about it. But no, I really haven't.
I'm with you. I mean, when you think about what's happening in our world, what's happened in the last 2 years, obviously the focal point being in China, the way that they have handled human life, for lack of a better term, and just it's awful, some of the things that happen in their country. And I'm kind of torn, because I also realize that this is a athlete's dream, and they have dedicated their life to that moment, that one moment, that one race, that one competition, whatever it is. So I'm kind of torn, because I pull for the athletes and they put so much into it. But my God, I mean, look what's going on in our world. Should we really be there is a legitimate question.
Yeah. And I think there's a reason we didn't send, you know, political officials and like something like you would normally do. But, you know, and I should say this from the start. I don't blame at all any athletes who wanted to go and compete. They've trained their whole damn lives for this, and they didn't pick the location. And I'm sure they would have liked to go to a place where they could have actually enjoyed their Olympic experience more than, you know, being afraid of popping up on a COVID test and being quarantined in some scary COVID jail. But, you know, anytime that there's an Olympics and you have important U.S. officials warning the Olympians not to speak out or not to ruffle the feathers of where they're going, because they can't, you know, they're worried about the anger that they could incur from the government. I don't care. It's not a political issue. I don't care whether the leader who said it is Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or whatever. That, I don't like the feel of that. I don't like the feel of American athletes going to a country and being warned, hey, be careful what you do and say, because, you know, you might get yourself in a spot where we'd have a hard time protecting you. That doesn't feel like American to me. When I saw stuff like that, I go, man, that doesn't seem right. And I sure wish that, you know, a lot of the news coming out of China when this was being scheduled and nearing its start was that, you know, a lot of the people in China didn't want the Olympics there. And I'm thinking maybe the Olympics should have listened.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a valid point. So you're writing about that on Sunday. SLU, big game tomorrow. They got Davidson. They were able to bounce back, so I'm sure you guys got coverage of that. What else is happening this weekend?
Well, we'll have, you know, we got the Blues covered on the road with JT. We've got, you know, for folks who are itching for baseball news, we've got interviews up with Tommy Edman and Steven Matz. Those were knocked out by Kamish Hummel and Derek Gould. So, you know, we're gonna start ramping up the baseball coverage, even though the negotiations are still kind of locked at a standstill here. There's also a minor league camp coming up that will go on as planned down in Florida. So pretty soon we'll have reporters down there. We've got a full host of things up at stltoday.com for anything people are looking for. And if they missed it, we have a story up about the Centene announcement too, and kind of what went into that. So if folks want to read a little bit more about that, they can find that at stltoday.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks for doing this as always, and have a great weekend. We'll catch you up next Friday.
Sounds good, brother. Talk to you then.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.